Welcome back to our episode of Career Convos. We're super excited to be here with you today. As you all know, the last few weeks have been a little crazy with the coronavirus, also known as COVID, happening. A lot of nations, a lot of countries, as well as just internally in the United States, we've all shifted to the virtual world. Schools have closed, universities have closed, a lot of workplaces have shifted to online work, and that will be the topic that we'll be discussing today. We have a very special guest with us, Shannon, one of our full-time associate directors of the Career Services Center, is here with us, and she'll be talking a little bit about what her experience has been like. And we also have Alvaro.
Yay, I'm still here.
And so we will just start with talking just generally about what the last few weeks have been like. And let's start with you, Shannon. Tell us a little bit about maybe first just the scope of your work and then how that has shifted or how it's stayed the same as you shift to online working.
Perfect. Thanks for having me. I am essentially a career advisor, and so I work with college students and helping them with all things careers. And so the shift has been really interesting in the last couple of days, weeks. Everything's changing day to day, and so I think that adjusting has just consistently been happening. I'm sure everyone's feeling that themselves, but in particular, all of our career services is now online or virtual or by phone, and so that transition has happened, so we're not seeing anybody in person with students not being on campus. It's just a very, very different feel, and so it's really changed the nature of the work, but at the same time, career services is a service that's still available to all students, and they can still keep in touch with us by phone, you know, or web-based appointments, or even email for appointments that work that way too. So yeah, it's definitely shifted how I work with people, doing a lot more video chats, you know, as we're doing for this today. So yeah, it's definitely transitioned quite a bit.
So I think I'll go next, and then Arita will go over about a couple of different things too. So for me, obviously, it's more about school, and about classes and about different things that I have to worry about. In good nature, I'm also working virtually here for the Career Services Center. So practicing social distancing still. But I think that with me, it's taught me, I know we're going to get into some more tips and stuff like that, but it's a lot of like your schedule is not, you have to go anywhere anymore, but you wake up and it's like your bed every single day. So it seems really repetitive, but I don't know. It's you have to, when you're in those classes, you still have to take notes. Cause I feel like, I feel more comfortable at home. Everybody feels more comfortable at home. Everybody has different views on it. Like I've heard some people say that, they know that when they work at home, they seem more productive, but other people just believe that when you're home, you're just not going to be as productive just because it's the nature of when you go home, that's your rest place. But for me, I think it's just holding myself accountable and just making sure that you wake up every morning at 7:30 and be there for that lecture that's still at 8:00 in the morning, even though you're just crisscrossed, you know, on your bed. So just holding yourself accountable. That's what I've been going through a lot recently. And then I don't know if Rita, you want to talk a little bit about you, because I know you're going to graduate soon.
Yeah, so for me, I think transitioning to online learning has enabled my procrastination a lot. The most challenging, in general, it's been, like you said, holding myself accountable. But I think living at home and then having classes that don't meet regularly, where it's just assignments, has left a lot of free time. And so the last week and a half has been just about getting into the
into like the flow,
to the gist of like, okay, how is this gonna work? Like, I need to set my own schedule now. And I really, like, as someone who's really motivated by and like the way I do things is like, you know, getting dressed, going to a physical space, being in that environment of like, okay, this is work mode, and not having that anymore has been a little difficult. But yeah, learning as we go. But on that note, I wanted to go around again and ask more specifically, and a question for you, Shannon, and then Alvaro, and I will also answer. What has been like the biggest positive of working from home? What's been the biggest challenge? And then lastly, one or more tips that you might have to someone of how to work from home, how to study from her home, how it can change, you know, your traditional style.
Yeah, that's a really, that's a lot, but it's a good question. And I think for me, one of the biggest positives, surprisingly, has kind of made everyone at work shift to like being a little bit more tech savvy. Not that everyone wasn't before, but it kind of made everyone, you know, shift to rethink about how we're delivering our services. And I think that that's brought out some new, more innovative ideas. And we've seen some people shine differently on my staff, because they, you know, they're able to virtually more so than they maybe did in the physical space. And so I'm seeing more strengths from my teammates as we kind of come forward and who's comfortable making this shift and helping others, you know, helping all of us get to that same place where we're able to do our work really well that way. A challenge for me has been a little bit of the collaboration, for those like outside of my department, those that I maybe like would have worked with, you know, before, different offices on campus. We're not like in each other's space anymore where I like walk outside and I just see them. And so, that's a little bit of a challenge of just creating those connections, and like the follow-up is so important on email and virtually, and making sure that you are staying really consistent. So I know you both spoke to accountability from the student perspective with your classes, but that even more so comes into work, I think, because, I mean, you know, you do your job, but it's like, now it's a different level of like, if I don't respond to an email immediately, someone's going to think I'm like not working. And so trying to find that right headspace of giving that leniency to people and kind of still collaborating and still making that effort. And I think everyone's feeling a little overwhelmed, so trying not to like bombard with like, oh, I have these new ideas and let's collaborate, but everyone's like, I'm just trying to get through my day to day. I don't know, career services is pretty easy to transition online, because all of our services were almost already offered in this way. We just now no longer do the in-person. So yeah, it's been a different shift to collaborate and connect. But I've seen some partnerships grow out of that too. So, you know, a little bit of a challenge, but well, I think it'll keep getting better as time goes on. And then the tips, I mean, there's so many I would want to give. I will say that one thing that I've been thinking about is like your workspace that you're using.
I'll be real honest.
I'm like, my bed has a nice canvas over it, and so it looks nice in the background behind me. But that's not really like what I want anyone to know, that this is where I am working. And I don't know that it's really conducive to like my back and like having good posture and all that either. So, trying to find like the right workspace that it still makes you get up in the morning, find your workspace, and kind of have that established place to be. I don't know. I think that would be an important thing, is find that comfort, you know, and find that established workspace and try to, like, even though this is the right, like, the space for me, I, you know, I feel like I may have to adjust it so it's not more, like, from bed, but maybe make it a different setup or rearrange my home to accommodate more of, like, a workspace that's dedicated to this. But, I mean, beds can be comfortable. I don't know. It's, like, that middle ground, but trying to find one that's kind of a long-term option at this point.
So I'll go next. So for me, it's a little different. I mean, obviously, I'm still working, but it's not full time or anything. It is part time. So it just takes up a little bit. It's just a little chunk of the day for me. But I think for me, one of the biggest positives is I feel like I've always known about these resources or about, like, you can email your... For example, today I just emailed my faculty advisor. I would never email my faculty advisor before. Like, it's just, I didn't have to because he was, like, on the second floor of our building. But now that I do, now I feel more comfortable emailing all my teachers, asking them questions. Most of them get back to you pretty fast, which is, like, surprising. It's almost like texting, but they just prefer email because it's more professional. You know, that's kind of, like, what it feels like, but... so yeah, just I feel more comfortable using those resources. I emailed them today. It is sometimes the tone and what you're trying to ask can get lost in transition, but I think being comfortable with that is a super positive, because once everything comes back to normal, I would still go to all my classes in person, but now I'm not worried about, like, emailing them or bothering them, because that was, like, the biggest thing. As far as, like, the biggest... it was like a challenge. I think for me, besides the whole accountability part, is just like having some sort of like schedule, like some sort of, like, you know, because before when I was in class, I would do my work and I would do my assignments and everything like that. But right after, I was still at on campus because I had to work an hour or two later. So I had this chunk of time where I would eat and then, like, review my homework, or I would just do some homework or I would do some studying. There's just these chunks of time that I knew that I couldn't go anywhere else, or I couldn't go on my phone, or I couldn't go hang out with my friends because I was still on campus because I had, like, something to do. So I used those times to, like, do my homework, but now I'm, like, just at home. So it's like my phone's right there, like my TV's right there, like my Xbox is over there, you know, my friends are over there, like, FaceTiming. So it's just really hard to just be like, you know, this time is for this, this time is for that. So just balancing it out. So this is going to lead me perfectly into my tip, which I'm gonna try to incorporate today, because I've been trying really hard not to, but, like, everybody's a procrastinator at some point. But I think for me, it would be creating some sort of schedule, almost like, I mean, like, I used to do bullet journaling, so I think I might get back into that, but just write it down, like, just write everything down. I used to do, like, the whole thing, because I was really bad at procrastinating, the whole thing about, like, posting a sticky note on your mirror so that as soon as you wake up and you see it, you're like, oh, I have to do that today. So just write everything down that you have to do, and just set up a block of time for to do, like, all your work and all your classes. And maybe once you're done, just, like, have the rest of the day. I mean, you're already home. All you have to do is just not go anywhere, which isn't too difficult. But that would be my tip for me. So on to Rita.
You both have covered so much. I'm going to echo a lot of that. I think the positive for me, it's interesting. It's like a positive and a negative. In terms of, like, before all this happened, I think I used to pack my time so much to where I would have to be from, like, one physical space to the next. And being at home all the time has allowed me to put more work into my school assignments, because now I have, there's not like 10 million places that I have to be, so I can dedicate a good amount of time to do my assignments. And that is exactly also my challenge, because I have so much time, I'm having difficulty managing it, and setting out blocks of, like, this is the time that I'm going to dedicate to maybe, like, work, and this is for job searching, and this is for my assignments, and then this is, like, I'm only gonna socialize with my family, or, like, you know, on the phone with my friends for this amount of time. So I guess in that regard, a tip, my tip would be to stay away from social media. I think couple of weeks have just been, like, because of all the news, and especially, like, me being on Twitter, like, there's always, like, some sort of, like, breaking news happening, or a new take, or, like, this, you know, there's just so much going on in the world, that I think it's hard to concentrate on the daily tasks weeks of our lives because it's like, oh my God, a whole entire pandemic is happening. So I guess now that like we're realizing that this is going to be something that's going to be a little bit more long term, and like knowing that getting everyday information isn't going to change the situation in any way. I think just like staying away from my phone, staying away from wanting the next breaking news all the time, and focusing just more on like mental health, on physical health, on just making sure that like staying on top of everyday tasks is going to be the biggest thing. But before we close off, because we are career convos, I just thought of another question, I guess, and we do have Shannon with us today, who can give us a little bit more perspective of like an employer. Is there anything that you might want to add in terms of just with, you know, what's going on in the world and like for people that are still job searching, or if we do have any student workers still on, I guess from an employer, and is there anything that you want to say about what this transition has been like, and how you would adjust as both an employer, as a supervisor, to having workers that are working from home?
It's a really, really important question, I think, right now. And as a career center, we were like nervous about how that was going to impact employers. And I do know that there's plenty out there that are having to cancel their internships for summers, or they're not able to take people on because the work cannot be done remotely. And so we're seeing a bigger increase for people job searching, alumni, current students. I mean, we're seeing that happen. And I know there's a lot of fear of that unknown of like, what I thought I had a secured internship for the summer, and now they're telling me I can't do it. And so I think from the employer perspective is giving everyone a little bit of time. I know that is a challenge because you're planning your summer and what that's going to look like, but we don't know what our summer is going to look like, what days are going to look like. So having some leniency with employers as they kind of figure out, because a lot of our employers are telling us that they are trying to move internships remotely. They're trying to move positions remotely, but you know, this has been an adjustment for everyone. And so giving them some time to determine that. And I think that can be really hard as a student, as you're like, I need a job. What is my next step? But kind of giving them that grace to that time to determine it, well, you know, what they can do. And then look at remote options and what can you be doing in the meantime to fill some needs. I mean, we're seeing huge increases in online tutoring and options because there's so many kids at home now. And even if that's not in your career path, think about the skills you can develop by doing some of those types of positions and filling the need there while you're still managing your career and kind of going into what you want to do. But I do think it's going to be that patience of letting everyone figure it out. Employers are really, a lot of companies are doing a great job with moving things remotely or kind of, you know, providing some remote options. But if you've never worked like you're not having any in-person training, I mean, we're having to shift a number of things. I mean, we even did that at the career center of like training and presentations and how we're doing things. So, I don't know. I think having that patience within the time is going to be important, but also knowing like remote options, looking at those, you know, being aware of like what remote options there are and exploring those and taking the time to do so. I think that would be the biggest piece I can see now. Every employer is going to be different though. So industry, it's going to really depend industry to industry what that's going to look like. But I know there's a big fear with the internship piece and with some of the full-time positions coming up. So it's going to look a little different for the next couple months. We know that. So yeah. Any thoughts with that?
Thank you for that insight. And I think you bring up a really good point about having a little bit of leniency and patience because whether it be employers or people looking for jobs, students, all across the parents, all across the board, I think this is something that's new for everyone. Like, can't say it enough. It's never happened before. So just being kind to everyone and being patient.
Yeah. I mean, before we kind of like cut it off, I did want to ask though, like, do, or for Shannon, since we have you here, do you think, because like everybody, I've noticed that everybody's been saying, this is on a lighter note, but like, if I had more time, I think I would get more work done. Are you like, are you now that this is happening, are you that kind of person? Or are you just like, I can't wait to get back into the office because this is just.
I know this is hard. I'm surprised by my answer here because I love working from home. And who knew? Okay. I've never done it before. And now I'm like, can I start doing this like once a week? I feel motivated in a different way because I'm also just, I'm working differently. I'm spreading things out throughout the day. I'm able to just kind of be in that space of comfort, and I'm not like bouncing. I'm pretty social, so I'm not bouncing to other people's offices and being like, hey, like I actually is kind of making me focus a little bit more. But also, I keep kind of that leniency piece is kind of knowing we're all doing that, and you know, being if someone doesn't respond to me right away, I'm good with that. And so, know, you kind of as if you were in the office, people aren't always readily available to you. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a different approach for sure. But I am surprised how much I do like it. it's a little bit different, a little lonely, like face to face, but. But at the same time, I really like working this way. And, you know, we've seen less students recently, I think, as we all adjust. So hoping that changes as students still recognize that the service is out there and, you know, you still have full access and stuff. So, I don't know. I'm surprised I like it as much as I do. But I will be very grateful for the day I get to see everyone in person again.
Yeah, I think it's good. All right. So is there any last notes that you want to talk about, Rita? Or...
I think that is all for today. Thank you so much to everyone for listening in. We hope to be back with you next week with some more content. But until then, stay safe, stay well.
And thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon, for being here. All right.
I loved it. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
All righty.
Bye.